Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are studying in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto entitled Creation. We are in chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service. And text number 17. You are not to interrupt. You will speak when I speak to you. Okay. Shrinvatang Svakata Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. Hridyanta Stohi Abhadrani. Vidhunati Suritsatam. Synonyms. Shrinvatam. Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of Svakata, his own words. Krishnaha, the personality of Godhead. Punya, virtues. Shravana, hearing. Kirtanaha, chanting. Hridyantasta, within one's heart. He certainly, avadrani, desire to enjoy matter, vidhunoti, cleanses, suhrit, benefactor, satam, of the truthful. So, this first word, shrinvatam. Those who have developed the urge to hear the message. So, that is the sign that you have made some spiritual advancement. When you have the urge to hear about Krishna, that tells you you have made some advancement. Because if you were not advanced, then you would have the urge to hear about things other than Krishna. Like politics, like sports, like Bollywood. But when you have the urge to hear about Krishna, that's a sign that you have received some of Krishna's mercy. Okay? Now, the next thing. Hridyantasta. Krishna is situated in the heart. That's where Krishna is situated. Then this other word, Abhadrani, right? You all know this word, Subhadra. So, Bhadra means auspicious. Subhadra means very auspicious, but Abhadrani, now that ani is an ending, okay? That's an ending word. The word is Abhadra. Means not. So, not auspicious is what? The desire to enjoy matter. That is not auspicious, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, according to Sutta Goswami. The desire to enjoy matter is abhadra, not auspicious. Material. The material world. That's inauspicious. Okay? Then this next word, vidhunoti, cleanses. If you have been studying your Shikshastakam, the very first teaching of Lord Chaitanya, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Marjanam means cleansing. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So here's another word, vidhunoti, cleansing. The first order of business for a spiritual practitioner, cleanse the mind. That's why in the morning, and we already read it in the previous chapter, or no, it was early in this chapter. It was at the beginning of this chapter. Prabhupada said, morning is the best time for spiritual life. So the first thing, you just like when you get up in the morning, don't you take a bath? Right? You want to cleanse. So the thing you want to do, cleanse the mind. Cleanse the heart. That's the first thing you want to do every morning. Then this next word, Sukrit. We find this word in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Suhridam, same word, Sukrit. Suhridam, same word, different ending. Sukrit, benefactor, well-wisher. Okay? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am your best well-wishing friend. And then the last word, Satam, of the truthful. Of Satam generally refers to the devotees. But here it's being translated of the truthful. Devotees are definitely truthful. But you will see this word Satam many times is translated as devotees. Here, Prabhupada is translating alternatively the truthful. Now we can go to the translation. Are you ready? Please repeat. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Who is the Paramatma? Super soul in everyone's heart. And the benefactor of the truthful devotee. So now, in the translation, Prabhupada gives you both definitions for Satam. Didn't I tell you the word Satam means devotee? Yeah. So here, Prabhupada is saying, yeah, truthful means devotee. Yeah. Please repeat. Cleanses desire for material enjoyment. From the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted, which is what we are trying to do in these weekly classes. We are trying to properly hear and chant the message of Krishna. Messages of Krishna are found mostly in two books. Bhagavad Gita, which is Krishna's own message, and this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by Krishna's devotees, and in many places by Krishna himself or his incarnations. Are there any questions on the translation? There are two souls in every body. This we learn from the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that there are two knowers of the field. The field refers to the body. So where is the soul?
In your heart.
And where is Krishna?
In your heart.
Ha! So in your heart, there are two souls. You, which are known as Jivatma, and then Paramatma, or super or superior soul. Okay? There are two souls in every body. The individual Jivatma and Paramatma, Krishna, the super soul. You ask a question, then you wait for the answer. There are two souls in every body because we need help. Once you enter the material world, after leaving the spiritual world, God does not abandon you. You need help. Therefore, the super soul, Krishna, helps you. In the Bhagavad Gita, the super soul does several things. Five. Number one, he sees everything you do. Number two, he sanctions or doesn't sanction your desires. Then, according to the Bhagavad Gita, Super Soul causes you to know something, remember something, and forget. That is what Super Soul is doing. If you didn't have Super Soul, you would be in complete helplessness. You would be in complete ignorance. You would be totally lost. Therefore, that's why Krishna says, I am your dearmost friend. Why? Because I'm in your heart and I'm helping you. In the 13th chapter, you'll find this phrase. Upadrasta hi anumanta. I'll show you the verse later. Make a note of it. I will show you the verse in chapter 13 where Krishna says, I am the overseer and permitter. Then in chapter 15, I will show you the verse where Krishna says, I cause you to know, to remember, and to forget. Okay? So make a note, and I will show you where those verses are. Messages of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from him. Now, the reason why Prabhupada is saying this is because Krishna is absolute. Krishna is his name, yes or no?
Yes.
Why? Because it's absolute. So, if Krishna says something, that is also absolute. It's non-different from Krishna. That's why we worship Bhagavad Gita. That is not a book. That is non-different from Krishna himself. You might know of the Sikh religion. The Sikhs worship their book, Guru Granth. They do aarti to the book. I've been at a Sikh temple. They have the fan, the chamara, and they're doing aarti to the book, which is good because they're understanding this book is sacred. So Bhagavad Gita, non-different from Krishna himself. Same with Srimad Bhagavatam. Let us continue. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. When there is offensive chanting, then you're not getting the full benefit. Just as, you know what is sweet rice? Mm-hmm. Right? Kheer. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're drinking kheer and somebody pours in some ash or some dirt, you're not going to relish nicely. You want pure kheer. You don't want something mixed in that's dirt. So this pure message of Godhead, if it is done with offenses, it's like drinking milk or kheer with dirt in it. You're not going to appreciate it properly. Okay? Shall we continue? Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Shikshastaka, declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his or her convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound, but unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. Now, what Prabhupada just said is the second Shikshastakam prayer. If you are familiar with Shikshastakam, you saw that right away. Now, Prabhupada continues. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his or her mind. And this last part that we just read reminds me of Lord Chaitanya's fourth Shikshastakam. Na danang, na janang, na sundaring. I don't want women. I don't want wealth. I don't want fame. Because Lord Chaitanya knows this, that these are impediments. And what does Lord Chaitanya say he wants? He wants unmotivated devotional service unto the Lord, birth after birth. So, when the phrase women and wealth you understand.
Yes.
All right. So, women. For the man, woman supplies all kinds of sense gratification, especially sex. So that is a stumbling block for the man.
What about the woman?
I know your question. I'm getting there. Now, for the woman, if she remains chaste to the husband, She makes all kinds of advancement. But she also, in the sense, has to transcend man and wealth and cannot remain attached to the man for sex. So it does work both ways. That's why the regulative vow is no illicit sex. That goes for both, husband and wife. No sex outside of marriage. No sex other than procreation. That is the vow one makes at the time of initiation. And it's for both. The wife has to make that vow and the husband has to make that vow. Okay? Now you understand. Good. Do we have this section of Bhagavatam? These verses are major verses.
One more question.
Okay, Lord Chaitanya pointed out, everything starts with association. When you associate with pure advanced devotees, you become infected with their disease of bhakti. That's the science. Sadhu Sangha. So the more you associate with pure devotees, the more you're going to advance.
There's a verse, something like Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kroy, Lava Matra, Sarva Siddhi, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Yes?
Where is that from?
Chaitanya Charitamrita, mark it down, I'll find it for you later. Here we go. Please repeat. Nashta prayesh vabhadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavat yutama shloke. Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Nashta. Destroyed. Prayeshu, almost to nil. Abhadreshu,
all that is inauspicious.
Nityam, regularly. Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavatam, or the pure devotee. Sevaya, by serving. Bhagavati, unto the personality of Godhead. Uttama, transcendental. Shloke, prayers. Bhakti, loving service. Bhavati, comes into being. Naishtaki, irrevocable. So, again, we have the word abhadra, only in this case it's abhadreshu. In the previous synonyms, it was said, attachment to matter. And I told you that actually the word abhadra means inauspicious. Now look what Prabhupada did in this verse. He gave you the other definition, which I gave, which is inauspicious. Do you see that? Abhadra. Bhadra means auspicious. Abhadra, inauspicious. Now, nityam, regularly, always, constantly. You know the word sevaya, you know Bhagavati. Uttama. Uttama. Tama means darkness. Uttama means beyond the darkness or transcendental. Okay? Then we have that word which we all know, bhakti, loving service. And there are 9 kinds of bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, praying, worshiping, serving, etc. And then naishtiki, irrevocable. Now we will go to the translation. Please repeat. By regular attendance in classes.
By regular
on the Bhagavatam. And by rendering of service to the pure devotee. All that is troublesome to the heart.
Is almost completely destroyed.
And loving service unto the personality of Godhead.
Who is praised with transcendental songs.
Is established
as an irrevocable fact.
So, by this verse, Prabhupada is indicating that Bhagavat Saptaha is not recommended. It has to be regular classes, not just a 7 day. Regular attendance, just like we are trying to do once a week. In the temples, 7 days. Every day. Every week, day in and day out, you attend the class. Okay? And service to the pure devotee. So, two things. You attend class on Bhagavatam and you serve the pure devotee. Both things go on. Then, as a result, what are troublesome to your heart, almost completely destroyed. Now the question should be, why almost? And the reason is, you're in the material world, you have a material body, and those two things mean almost. You are not going to be completely, completely happy until you give up this material body, you get out of this material world, and you go back home, back to Godhead. Then, who is praised with transcendental songs? Therefore, there's a name of Krishna. Uttama Shloka, everyone say.
Uttama.
That means the personality of Godhead who is praised with transcendental songs. All right, now we will go to the purport. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart, which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are competent remedies, and both of them or either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavata is as good as the book Bhagavata because the devotee Bhagavata leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavata, and the book Bhagavata is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees who are also Bhagavatas. Bhagavata book and person are identical. The devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So, by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how, by serving the devotee Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually, these are facts explained by Srila Narada Dev, who happened to be a maid servant's son in his previous life. We will read about this in chapters 5 and 6. Coming up in this canto. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality Srila Narada Dev. These are the miraculous effects of the association of Bhagavatas, just like Prabhupada's disciples. They all came from fallen, sinful, Malecha Yavana families. But because of Prabhupada's purity and potency, these low-grade Malechas and Yavanas became devotees. And now, because of Prabhupada's potencies, they are now acting as spiritual masters. All because of Prabhupada's association and purity. Let us continue. These are the miraculous effects of the association of Bhagavatas. And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavatas, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, with the result that he or she becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavata therefore have to be received from the devotee Bhagavata, and the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on. So that last sentence is of special significance. The book has to be received from the devotee. In other words, just reading on your own, no. You have to be taught by a devotee, which I think you're doing. Yeah. Do you have a question?